You're listening to The Daily on Monocle 24. Finally tonight, for well-reported and deeply depressing reasons, a recurring trope of news coverage these last few months has been unflattering comparisons between the haste with which American police deploy lethal force and the relative restraint of their fellow law enforcement officers around the world.
That competition to find the world's least trigger-happy police force may now have been won by Norway. According to statistics released this week, Norwegian police fired their weapons twice in 2014. They didn't hurt anybody, and they were apparently warning shots too. By way of the usual contrast, American police have killed at least 400 people so far this year. Joining us now is Lars Bevanger, Monocle's man in Oslo. What a nice quiet place you seem to live in. Why on earth are the Norwegians so good at not firing their guns?
Well, they're very nice people in the first place, but I think perhaps, people have been looking at it for reasons, and many have been saying that, well, Norwegian police aren't armed in the first place. They do carry guns in their cars, in the patrol cars, and they're locked away in a box, and they need the permission of a senior police officer to be allowed to unlock them should they need them. But that argument is sort of died away now, because since November last year, Norwegian police has actually been generally armed as a temporary measure because of the heightened terror threat to the country. So it still seems that they are not very trigger happy, and it's cultural rather than that they don't actually have access to the weapons.
Well, I mean, the same could be said of the Norwegian people, many of whom do have guns. Hunting is a very popular pastime in Norway. Why isn't there a gun crime problem?
It's a very good question. It is a very peaceful country, and I think a lot of sociologists and analysts will say that it's a lot to do with trust. There's a lot of trust in Norwegian society. People tend to trust their neighbors, they trust the authorities, they pay a lot of tax, but they do it gladly because they trust that that money will be made to good use. So in a society where you have a lot of trust, you tend to have very low crime, a very low violent crime as well, and it seems to be reflected in very low rates of gun crime as well.
It's one of those funny things that when you get a terrorist attack happen in a country, people generally try to up the number of arms visible on the streets. Now, of course, no one can forget what happened pretty much 4 years ago with Anders Behring Breivik and the fact that he went and used a gun to such horrible, horrible effect. Why do you think that the Norwegians succeeded in not leading to a bigger uptake of firearms, at least by the police?
Well, I think the then Prime Minister, Jens Stoltenberg, who's now the Secretary General of NATO, he put it very, very correctly when he said, we will answer with more democracy and more openness, not less. And I think he struck a chord with the Norwegian people when he said that, because people appreciate that Norway is a very open and safe society, and they don't want anyone to take that away from them, not even someone carrying out such a heinous terrorist act as Anders Behring Breivik did. So it's a value that people treasure very, very highly.
Lars, you mentioned there that general trust that Norwegians have in their state institutions, and so they should. It's a very well-run, very well-ordered country. But even the citizens of other well-run, well-ordered countries do rather enjoy complaining about their police force. What is the general popular image of Norway's police? Are they respected and admired, or are as they resented as they are by everybody else?
They're generally well-respected. They're not all that visible. They don't patrol on foot, for instance, very often. You do see some mounted police in the bigger cities, particularly in Oslo. But I think generally people do trust them. They came in for a lot of flak, it has to be said, in the aftermath of those terror attacks that we were mentioning earlier, because of their relatively slow response. But of course, that were extraordinary events, and several official inquiries into that have thrown light on some of the shortcomings. But I don't think that dented people's general trust in the Norwegian police force.
Lars Bevanger, thank you for joining us from Oslo.